In the future, CERN might be able to fit on your table. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rodney Yoder, Associate Professor of Physics at Goucher College, determines how making particle accelerators smaller could lower the cost of tech.
The most famous particle accelerators are huge facilities, many miles long, that have enabled fundamental physics discoveries. They work by imparting very high speeds and high energies to protons or electrons by using strong electric fields. The particle's energy is what makes experiments possible. But room-sized accelerators, producing electrons that are a million times less energetic, are actually far more common. They're used in healthcare, industry, and defense, for applications like radiation therapy and X-ray scanning. If electron accelerators could be made ultra-small, like a breadbox or even a computer chip, wider applications and uses could become possible at much lower cost, much like computers evolved from massive research installations 50 years ago to laptops and tablets today. In my current research project, I show how an unusual kind of material, glassy oxide compounds called pyroelectric crystals, can provide the necessary electric fields to produce and accelerate electrons to more than half the speed of light in a few centimeters. Pyroelectrics have the unusual property that when one heats or cools them, they become electrically polarized, which means that they produce very large electric fields at their surfaces. The result is that a carefully chosen arrangement of crystals and heaters is all that is needed to create a small and simple yet useful accelerator. We can place a sharply tipped metal needle near or within these materials to produce a pinpoint electron beam, and use a series of crystals in a row to further increase the electron's energy. In the future, these miniature accelerators could form a component of a smaller and more efficient research accelerator, or lead to innovative technologies like handheld radiation sources.
That was Rodney Yoder of Goucher College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.